be perfectly honest with you, I do not know what this is.
It's chaos.
Created by
satire.
The pit-nibbling, penis-petting moron.
24 hours a day, that's all we're playing. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No house, no techno, no rave, no fucking Puff the Magic Dragon or H&R Puffin' stuff or Chemical Brothers or Chemical Sisters or Cock or Shock or Rock Pockin' Beats.
You know how annoying this is, but it intrigues me every time. All right, I gotta finish it and see where it goes.
And now, on with the show.
I'm back at the animal fair, and all the birds and beasts are there, including
Johnny Mathis.
Yeah, including me. And look who else is here.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy.
Wearing just a diaper.
Words with a shirt!
Because jellies are stiff.
It makes a lot of sense.
But that doesn't help much now, does it?
Doesn't have to happen.
What are we talking about here?
If you really want to know, I'll explain it to you. But it's a long story.
It all happened back when I was just a barefoot country boy. Living on a little farm in Indiana with
friendly faces like Ziggy, Strawberry Shortcake, Holly Hobby.
Nazi spies and pro-fascist sympathizers.
Using all of the deadly gangster Frank controls.
Now, here's something else for Frank.
Go-Go Juice or Motion Lotion.
Can you identify the accident before it occurs?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Hot and terrible.
The children joined in with their favorite
vibrators and masturbation.
Now that was the wrong thing to do.
You ought to pay attention to what that comedian says. What's his name, honey? That guy used to be that ex-Satanist high priest.
Johnny Mathis.
Now he said...
Someone necessarily calling themselves a Satanist isn't necessarily so.
Sometimes they're...
The ambulance surgeon, the fire chief...
Mothers and fathers, grandmothers and grandfathers, and even little children...
All working together.
To contaminate our society.
Boys and girls need just this kind of help.
And continue to enjoy... the remainder of your day.
I will not.
And now, for the first time, we are bringing to you the full story of what happened on that fateful day.
This is a story about
the growth of pubic and underarm hair.
And you've grown a pair of antlers.
Let me tell you the whole story, just the way my grandfather used to tell it to me.
So drunk he couldn't distinguish right from wrong.
It's a story of spectacular growth.
Of pubic and underarm hair,
which is still used for computers.
But because of the way you get it, a lot of people are afraid to admit they've got it.
This means a little help from you, Mom.
So that we can be a splendid example for all the world to see.
We have a real treat in store.
And of capacity to keep growing.
Hair under the arms, in the pubic region, and elsewhere on the body.
Now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty.
Here's a little shaver watching a big shaver shave.
Pubic hair.
Right down at skin level.
You've got the cleanest, closest, smoothest shave ever.
So what can we do? What is our response?
A nurse will shave off your pubic hair and give you an enema.
Ernie listened to the wind.
Where is this coming from?
My butt.
Why, it smells good.
You're sick.
He fell sick with dysentery.
That's why you need maximum strength
Go-Go Juice.
It's got everything a pizza mix should.
For sexual opportunity.
Hey.
They may even want you to call the police.
I want sex.
I want two cheeseburgers.
I want a wetsuit.
I want to become a scorpion.
I want to eat children.
I want to get a hammer.
I want you to transcend realities.
I want to say something about satire.
Which I understand would be getting headlines if it were not for...
A $5 book of McDonald's gift certificates.
Be sure that French fries and hash rounds are placed upright in the bag.
And the inflating bag can injure people.
Is that so?
Yes, it is annoying, isn't it?
People were injected with air just to see what would happen.
What is Johnny doing wrong?
I ain't sure, but I'll tell you what I do know.
Johnny Mathis
was busy
inflating the giant carcass.
Keep repeating this until the airway is cleared.
Good luck, Mr. Berkowitz.
No, that's not my name. Better think harder, or the child is mine.
All about how us kids could avoid being hurted and even killed it. You know, when we're out, when it's dark.
What's he got to do with it?
The muscles grow stronger. The shoulders grow...
Animal heads.
And you've grown a pair of antlers.
You look as lovely as a frog in spring.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Tony.
Who did you interview?
Hello, I'm Tony Gilman.
Tony, do me a favor, will you please? Will you do me a kindness?
Would you shoot me out of a cannon?
Okay, honey.
I'm in the place! Now I'm in your face!
Get away from here. Get away from here. Shoot.
Something tells me we haven't heard the last of that.
I'll see you next time.